Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Stephen A., I know that you and the media expect complete transparency from the NBA, particularly when it comes to injuries. But I get it. Shoulder surgery. That's all we're told. Definitely a different standard when it comes to the media. Nevertheless, we're thrilled you're back, and I'm glad your shoulder surgery was perfectly timed for the offseason. And good news, opening night will be here before you know it.
Joe? Wake up! First Take is on.
Go away.
Stephen A. is back.
He's back? Stephen A. is back? He's the only one that believed in us. Welcome back, Stephen A.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my that goodness. Was so good.
I appreciate my boy. Thank you,
Commissioner.
Thank you, Joe.
Listen, Warriors owner Joe Lacob, big deal.
Adam Silver got me good on that one.
That was hilarious. Shoulder surgery, I was like, okay.
Can I come to my own defense, please?
Hard as you
it was a little.
People.
Excuse me. First of all, I was old time off. Let's be clear about that. Secondly, excuse me, cuff, torn, bicep, labrum, plus a bone spur. I've been going through 4 days of rehab, a week on my vacation. I didn't go away.
No.
So, Adam Silver, I got you. Oh, he got me good, though.
Listen, we
he got
it.
Me good, though. And Joe Lacob, too. Oh, Lord. And Nick Saban. This
we
is
understand. We know. You had serious shoulder
all right,
surgery.
I'm still recovering, but I'm here.
All right, we'll
I'm
move here. On. Hey, yeah. there was some major NBA news, and I need to get your thoughts on it in the association. So ESPN sources confirmed that Kevin Durant had met with owner Joe Tsai in London, reiterated his trade request, suggesting to the team they needed to choose between him or head coach Steve Nash and GM Sean Marks. Tsai voiced his support for his front office and coaching staff on Twitter last week, and now we wait for what's next with that situation. Yesterday on Twitter, meanwhile, Kevin Durant responded to someone saying his legacy is tainted because of team hopping, tweeting back, "It's all a matter of perspective. You say it's tainted, I say it has never been stronger." Stephen A. Smith. Did you miss talking about the NBA? It's been a minute. Okay, well, now's your moment. From the yacht, are KD's demands justified?
Hell no. Not at all. And I love me some KD. I know people get on him about being sensitive and him clapping back to the media. Hell, he's clapped back at me on several occasions, publicly and privately. I love the brother. I think he's the best player in the world when healthy. These trade demands are not even close to being justified. Hell with that. If it's me, I'm Joe Tsai for the Brooklyn Nets. You ain't going no damn place, Kevin Durant. Take the video off. We've seen enough of his plays. I want the camera on me for this one. There is no way in hell I'm letting Kevin Durant leave this year. Hell with that. Let me break this down for y'all. Kevin Durant arrives to the Brooklyn Nets in 2019. He signs 4 years, $164 million. He had just torn his Achilles. They paid him $35-plus million a year just to come, knowing he wasn't going to play a single game. He's Kevin Durant. He deserves it. I would have done the same thing without hesitation because this brother's going to ball all day, every day, if he's healthy. You ain't got to worry about no load management, him sitting out, finding excuses not to play. That's not how he rolls. His integrity is not to be questioned in that regard. But he was paid, okay? So you missed the first season. The second season, you come back through no fault of your own. Kyrie gets hurt. James Harden gets hurt. You almost beat Milwaukee.
Monster.
Can't get it done. Monster performance, right?
Monster performance.
This year, you got bounced out in the first round. You got swept, and you were the only team in the entire postseason who got swept. That's 3 years of basketball, and all I got to show for it is one playoff series victory. I got Kyrie here because of you. James Harden. Because of you. DeAndre Jordan. Love DeAndre Jordan. Good brother. Happy he got his $40 million from the Nets when he did. But we know he's past his prime and all of that stuff. Nothing but love for him. But you brought him there too. Steve Nash. No experience. Never even coached high school.
Right.
Didn't coach high school. Didn't coach college. Didn't coach pros. But you wanted him as your head coach. I'm Joe Tsai. I've given you every damn thing you wanted. you can give me a championship run legitimately with all of y'all on the court together. Y'all only played about 29 games together. I mean, give me a break. I haven't gotten a return on my investment. And then you commit last summer to a four-year, $198 million deal that came on top of the $164 million, right? Last time I checked, $198 million, $164 million, that's about $361 million.
That's a lot of money.
Okay? That's what I paid you. And all I got to show for it is one playoff victory because you want to bounce one, not even one day on the contract you asking to be traded. Because the contract kicks in now. Mm-hmm. You ain't going no damn place. You're going to stay your ass right here, and you and Kyrie and Ben Simmons, who, by the way, newsflash here, I ran into Brent Simmons. He and I had a nice conversation. Good. You understand? His personal business. I support the brother. I had a problem with him not playing. That's the past. He's ready to go. He swears he's ready to go. I'm rooting for the brother. Right. Having said all of that, I got Ben Simmons. I got Kyrie Irving. I got KD. You know what I got with that, Molly? Playmaker, I got arguably the favorites to win the East. Okay, I'm not saying Miami, Boston, and Milwaukee can't do it, but I got arguably the favorites to win the East. You ain't going no damn place this season. Maybe next summer we can talk about this. You gonna get me this year with a full team on the court. Kevin Durant stays here. If I'm Josiah, your ass ain't going nowhere. You staying right here.
First of all,
right here.
Okay, and I love your passion on it, and all the way. And if I may be going to keep him there. If I could keep him there, but you got to understand this. All that you said about the $35 million he got for not playing, I don't know that he owes anyone anything, because any team would have given him that.
Anything.
So it's not like he owes.
I would have gave it to him if I had.
Any team would have given it to him. They were waiting to give it to him. I wanted to see these guys play together.
Yeah.
I wanted to see them play together for a while. Right. I mean, not the few games they got in together, but there's been so much going on. I'll try to sell Kevin Durant, but I'm not selling him on, I did all of this for you. No. I did all this for you. You got to do this for me. I would sell him on, we're talking about. We really hadn't got a chance to see you guys play together.
I want to be very careful. I'm not being disrespectful by using this analogy, but I want to say it. I don't have to sell you. I already bought you. You under contract.
Right.
You got
four
years.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, what I'm saying is, Ben Simmons has never had a reason to be more motivated than he has this season. Kyrie playing for a new deal. Zach LaVine got a contract extension. A few people got, few people got $200 million. Bradley Beal got over $200 million. Excuse me, it was supposed to be Kyrie, but because of all the stuff that happened, that didn't happen. Kyrie is highly motivated for a new contract. Ben Simmons is highly motivated. And the combination of those two, with Kevin Durant, with Joe Harris coming back, with Seth Curry still there, this team can compete for a championship. You ain't going nowhere this year. Next summer, sure, with 3 years left on your deal, we can talk. I might move you, but you giving me 1 year with a team. You giving me 1 year. And you want to sit out? Sit the hell out. I ain't got nothing but a first-round victory anyway. So guess what? With the squad that we got, we going to go there. You're going to have to sit out if you want to. You're not leaving. Kevin Durant stays, Josiah. Let him deal with that traffic on Atlantic Avenue, all of that congestion, the pizza shops and everything else by the Barclays Center with one damn entrance for everybody to go in and out of. That's
shop.
It.
Right.
I don't care. I could care less. He is not leaving
let me tell you this. When you talk about Kevin Durant being the best player in the league right now, and we always talk about talent, are you saying that he has the talent but not quite the leadership ability?
Yes.
Okay. He said that Stephen A. said it, because I don't want to tap him back
in. Say that.
That's why I asked him the question for him, because that's what it seems like to me.
That wasn't the question.
He has all the gifts, he has the talent, but not the leadership.
That wasn't the question, but since you asked, that's what I'm saying.
Why couldn't he recognize that?
Because guess what? You know this, because you were a leader.
Need that talent.
When you got talent, you got talent. You can always find somebody. You can always find somebody to lead. Kevin Durant is a generational talent.
Right.
You don't find that every day. This man is he's the best player in the world when healthy. I'm not letting him go this year. Not this year, maybe next year. But you're gonna give me 1 year with a team. Yeah. 1 year with a team. You gonna do this for me. Hell no, I ain't letting them go.
And sometimes the most exceptionally talented players, they do so much on their own that it's hard for them to be great leaders because they're so used to doing it all by themselves.
You asked the question, but I'm not knocking it for the lack of leadership in terms of verbal and all
that stuff. But that's what you are knocking. That's what you're knocking them for. All you just said is that's not great leadership and it's not great business as a business man.
I was talking and you brought up leadership. I wouldn't even think about that. I'm saying his greatness as a talent is what I need.
But if you're saying you did everything, I did everything you wanted me to do. You led us to this garbage place that we are in right now. That's what you just said Joe Tsai should be telling Kevin Durant. I'm not letting you go anywhere. I did everything you told me to
That's
do,
right.
and we are in this garbage spot. Your leadership, so we're saying the same thing.
Okay, you can say what you're saying, the same thing. I don't look at it that way, but I don't care. Fine, I'll take it. If that's the way you want me to take it, fine.
Well, not everything, because the coach and the GM are still
going. You're not, and, right. and listen, I would literally sit back. Go ahead and sit out the year. Go ahead and sit out the year. You ain't going no damn place. Joe Tsai, don't trade that man this year. Don't you trade him. Don't you trade him. Keep his behind right in Brooklyn for the 2022-2023 season. Hell with that. He ain't going nowhere.
What if he pulls a Ben Simmons? I'm here.
Go ahead and do it.
I'm not mentally prepared. My back is hurt. My back really is hurt.
Go ahead and do it.
Go ahead
and do it.
But I'm just saying.
Ben Simmons is playing to resurrect his career. That's what he tells me. That's what he tells me. He don't care about. Listen, loves KD, Kyrie, but he ain't worried about them. He's showing up for himself. Fine. He was my defensive player of the year 2 years ago. My defensive player of the year. Kyrie Irving is a superstar, and he's box office, but he's playing for a new contract. With them, I get to the playoffs. KD, you want to sit at home? That ain't his character. That ain't his character. I don't believe it for 1 second. But guess what? I take my chances. I ain't moving him. Not this year. Next year, yes. This year, hell no. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I hope you'll get to see the new big three in Brooklyn, because they certainly have a shot to take it all the way.
Should have came to the Garden. Should have came to the Garden. Would have had this issue.
Right. Stephen A's back, y'all. His agenda. Okay. Stephen A's back. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
What a day. We're on the water today aboard a Formula 500 SSC with discoverboating.com. It's an amazing resource to help you get out on the water, whether you plan to rent, charter, or chart a course to owning your own boat. I'm definitely going to do this with my family. It's been incredible. For more info, go to discoverboating.com. Thank you so much to the entire crew. Now to the Dallas Cowboys. They may have been without their star Saturday versus the Broncos, but the penalty-prone play still carried over as they committed a whopping 17 penalties in a loss to Denver. Dallas won the NFC East last season, but it's been 17 seasons since there's been a repeat championship in that division, the longest stretch in league history. Michael. You know what, Michael? This question I'm about to ask, it's sad that I even have to ask this question as a Giants fan. Are the Cowboys the best team, not in the NFC, in the NFC East?
Well, we already know that. And so when I say yes, we don't have to play like this playing homers and all of that. We know right now the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC East. Let's stop.
Do we?
Let's stop. Well, come on, man. We're talking about Washington? Who are you talking about here? Now, I will give you this, and I've gone on record talking about this. I love what Philadelphia is doing. I love what they're doing. But it's still untested and uncharted waters. They've never played together, these guys. But I love what they're doing because they've gotten Jalen Hurts over here, and A.J. Brown with Devontae Smith. They got enough guys that they can get together in the locker room and say, man, nobody thought we would do this. Nobody gave us a chance. And that can bond these guys. I love what they're doing. If they get the right hand on the steering wheel, which is the coaching, and if Jalen Hurts plays with play the right way with his hand on the center, they can really have something special. But right now, at this moment, because we have not seen them step on the field and do anything great, the Dallas Cowboys are the best team in the NFC East.
Well, you make a very, very interesting point, I must confess, when you bring up the fact that we have not seen the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
Here's the problem. We've seen the Dallas Cowboys. And they've done nothing but fail. Let me tell you something right now.
They didn't win a playoff game.
That's failing. You didn't win a playoff game, okay? Let me be very, very clear. I'm so happy to be back. I can't say enough how happy I am to be back. But there is nothing compared to how I'm going to feel 10 days from now. When we are in Dallas, Texas, when I'm at the Star, oh, I'm coming. Let me tell you something. I promise you, whatever it is I have done in my history of television, oh, I'm going to try to pull it all out August 25th. I can't wait to be in front of those disgusting, nauseating, sorry Cowboy fans. Okay. Oh, please show up. I ain't scared. I'll be there, okay? Bright and early, okay? I'm staying in town for an extra day. It ain't going to be hard to find me, all right? Because it is absolutely annoying to me. You're looking at the Cowboys. I'm looking at the schedule. First of all, let's understand this. You open the season at Tampa. Then you go up against the Chargers, and then you play, that was a road game, and then you play Philadelphia. I got you 0-3 to start the season. Let's just start right there. I got you 0-3 to start the season, all right? Ezekiel Elliott, he ain't the same. He better get the ball to Tony Pollard more. CeeDee Lamb, is he really a number one? I know the brother's big-time talent, CeeDee. Yeah, I got mad respect for you. Okay. This is a question mark. We get in terms of durability, all this stuff. We'll see what you do, all right? Gallup's injured, all right? You got James Watson. He's a former Steeler. I got love for him. But Amari Cooper is a loss, okay? I look at it. Right. Dak Prescott's got some things to prove. Mike McCarthy's on the hot seat. He's feeling the tension. Even after one preseason game, he was feeling the tension. This defense, it was big time last year. Micah Parsons, that's a bad brother. Right, I love him. Too bad you don't have others, okay? Let me tell you something right
now. Trayvon Diggs on back?
Listen, he can ball. I like Diggs. He can ball. But in the same breath, the reality is when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, you've got Smith. You picked up A.J. Brown. Miles Simon and these brothers can run the football now. They're the number one rushing attack in the football. 159 yards a game rushing last year. Matter of fact, that's how they got to the playoffs. They turned things around by running the football, but they're passing it, okay? I'm looking at all of these things. They got to improve their defense, but I
got
to admit to
you. Hey, they got Jordan Davis on that defense to learn from Fletcher Cox. The question I have
is Jalen Hurts. But I'm going to give a brother the benefit of the doubt and say I believe in him. And he's a dual threat because he runs well with the football.
Right.
The Dallas Cowboys are not the best team in the NFC East. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles are winning the NFC East.
I like what the Eagles have done. Okay. I do. I like what they've done. Okay. But you can't say they're the best team if we haven't seen them on the field going on. We saw the Dallas Cowboys had a number one offense.
It's about to fall.
Right.
It's about to fall.
Oh, my God.
I'm counting on the Cowboys being who I know them to be and messing up.
Oh,
listen, it was three teams with the biggest improvement last year. It was the Cincinnati Bengals. It was the Dallas Cowboys. Okay? Those are the top two and most improved team. I think the Eagles were the third. I'm not sure, but I think they were. Here's my point. We all know that the Cowboys are allergic to prosperity. We know that when you expect stuff from them is when they falter. Now, had they stuck up the joint like they did 2 years ago, and here they come playing with house money. But now that they've reminded everybody that it's reasonable to expect 11 and 12 win seasons from them, that's when they're going to tank. You can book it. And that's why they're crying now, because they know that damn Stephen A., he's always right.
Man,
they're worried. They're very worried about what I'm saying.
You know, this
first take. You know I got the video. All of them people crying from last year.
We're gonna show that.
Do you know one of those dudes actually lost his girl because he walked? He showed up with this. Look at him. Here it is. I mean, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. Do you know one of them? They're gonna show him. I'll be coming up in a minute. He lost his girlfriend because he showed up to the game. There he is. There he is, right there. He showed up with the wrong girl. He showed up with some girl that wasn't his.
Oh, God, OT.
I mean, listen, you not only lose the game.
You need to take a breath. Take a breath. Hold on.
I know you're inside.
Hold on.
It was all over the
Okay, okay, okay. Michael's not the only person here today who's caught passes for the Dallas Cowboys. Christine, Harry, I think you got someone else with you. Send it out.
Yeah, okay. I'm a little, how does Stephen A. know that guy lost his girlfriend? I'm so confused about that situation. Did they talk about it? All right, Keyshawn, let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Do you think they're the best team in the NFC East?
I think they still are the best team in the NFC East, although they lose some players, right? They lose a handful of guys. They get Amari Cooper moved. Gregory's moved. But I think when you look at it, the quarterback right now is the best quarterback in the division. I don't care what nobody says. Mm-hmm. He's the best quarterback in the division. Jalen Hurts is on his way.
Right.
Jalen Hurts led his team as a full-time starter to the playoffs. They ran up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But look, Ezekiel Elliott is in better shape. Okay, he's committed again himself again to being the best player that he possibly could be on the field. They got Tony Pollard there. The big question for them, though, is CeeDee Lamb. Can CeeDee Lamb take the next step and become the alpha dog, number one wide receiver? Everybody can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know people think they can because the top guy and Amari Cooper moved on, and now CeeDee Lamb moves into that situation.
Right.
It's hard to be the number one guy. You get doubled. You get bracketed, okay? Sometimes the balls don't come to you early and often, so you can lose focus. Can he become that guy where I'm on a 10-play drive and we're going to go 85 yards, and out of the 10 plays, you get six of them capped off at a touchdown in the end? Can he be that guy? If he can, then they should be able to run away with this division, especially because they got a solid defense. Their defense is solid, not bad at all.
I don't think they're the best team in the NFC East. I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles. And when you look at this team, they have the best tight end. They have the best offensive line. They have the best wide receiver.
I don't know if they got the best tight end, man. Dalton Schultz is good.
He's not better than Dallas Goedert. Let's be serious, Keith.
I'm saying he's good, though.
He's not better than Dallas Goedert.
Everybody take their steps. He's maybe ahead of him because of the passing game going somewhere else.
So that means they have the better tight end, though,
right? Doesn't mean that he's the better tight end.
He's the better tight end, Key. So we're going to go ahead and
I'm going to let you have that just because you're going to have it.
They got the best wide receiver group, and they had the number one run offense in the National Football League last year. The best thing Nick Sirianni did last year, after they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he said, you know what? Let's stop trying to throw this football around everywhere. Let's lean on this offensive line and these running backs that we have and utilize the legs of Jalen Hurts. Now, I'm also going to make a bold statement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Dak Prescott is going to have the best season at the quarterback position in the NFC East. I actually think that's going to be Jalen Hurts because they got an addition to a guy named A.J. Brown. You just mentioned that number one receiver, right, that you can lean on and throw that football to no matter what, if he's one-on-one, if he's double, if he's triple-team. The film doesn't lie. The eye in the sky does not lie. We have seen A.J. Brown consistently over and over again in Tennessee make those plays as a number one wide receiver. So that's why I got the Eagles first winning the NFC East because of the trenches, the offensive line, the defensive line. But then not only that, I think Jalen Hurts is going to be the best quarterback in that division this year because of his surroundings.
Look, when you talk about Jalen Hurts, there's no question that he is certainly moving in the right direction. I take nothing away from that. But now you say the best receiving core in the division.
Yeah.
They probably have, I would say, probably the most experienced receiving core based on A.J. Brown coming over. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that they the best. I don't know that they better than CeeDee Lamb and a healthy Micah Gallup because, wait, hold on.
He just tore his ACL in January.
But hold on.
He's not playing early on.
But hold on. We don't know yet. Let's see. Let's see what he is when he comes back. Let's see if CeeDee Lamb is a true number one. Okay, I'll give you, based on the experience, that they are better right now.
Yeah.
But if the Cowboys do anything like they've shown with the Michael Irvins, with the Dez Bryants, with the TOs, making Amari Cooper with the number one guy being a focus in the passing game, he could emerge and be something special.
But you said it. You said it yourself, though.
Well, let's see.
It's difficult, Keith.
It is.
It's difficult when you don't have that guy to opposite side.
Yeah, but he was a true one in college.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when he was healthy at times for Dallas, he has eaten. So I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to just say.
And I don't want to say that he can't do it. So that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's more difficult when you don't have those two guys. And Michael Gallup, he's not going to be there early on, and you don't have Amari Cooper. That may have been one of the main mistakes that Jerry Jones made this offseason, was getting rid of Amari Cooper, because when you all look at it now, James Washington is hurt. Now you're going to be leaning on a rookie wide receiver, Jalen Tolbert. Not saying Jalen Tolbert can't play. I don't think you want to be leaning on him, and you know your coach, you know this team, America's team. They have to make the playoffs and thrive in the playoffs.
Do they got the best coach in the division?
Mike McCarthy?
Yeah. Is he the best coach in the division?
Quickly.
Hold on, let me think. Ooh.
Yes or no?
No, I think Ron Rivera is a better coach than Mike McCarthy.
HG, I thought you were going to ruffle some feathers and say that the Cowboys weren't going to make it to the playoffs.
Oh, no, they're not going to make the playoffs either.
Okay. Well,
yeah, that was the last one. They're not even going to make the playoffs this year.
All right, Molly.
Stamp it.
You must be working with Stephen A.
Stamp it.
Harry says the Cowboys aren't going to make the playoffs. Now, does Keyshawn claim Tampa or Dallas?
I'm really sick of Keyshawn. You know, he sounds like a Cowboy. He won the Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he almost never mentions them. He talks like somebody that played his career with the Cowboys. You ain't win with them. You won with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
All right, Stephen A. Hey, man. Welcome back. Sorry about your injury, but I hope you're well and ready to get back going, man. It's football time, and we all need you back in the studio. It's not the same without you, so glad you're back. And, just in time to probably not pick Clemson at any point this year. So, but that's all good. That's all good. But hope you're well. And hope you can come see us again sometime soon, man. Hey, go Tigers. Welcome back.
Love Dabo. He was on the show when you were on Stephen A. He missed
Dabo.
You.
Yeah. I missed him too. He called me right after the show, was wondering where the hell I was. I like how everybody thinks that I was just out because of my injury. I was entitled to a vacation. I had weeks of vacation, too. I just didn't go anywhere because I had my injury. But
yeah, so
we
realized that. That's why we eased you back into work. That's why you're on a yacht right now.
I'm just saying.
And speaking of which, I'd like to give a shout out here to South Street Seaport Museum at Pier 16 today. They let us get aboard there make it really fun for us to be
it's
out
really
here on
nice.
This yacht. And it's been
really
incredible.
Is.
So thank you to everyone, our producers, the whole crew, everybody. This has been incredible. So we're going to finish it with Right the Ship. Get
right
it?
Right the Ship.
All right. Thought I'd get more
nice
from
try.
That.
Right.
What do you mean, nice try? It's perfect. Stephen A. Kenny Pickett and your Steelers looked good in their first preseason game. Will they right the ship this season in Pittsburgh?
I don't think so. Hey, we know I'm a diehard Steelers fan. I love my Steelers. Kenny Pickett's the future. I love what I saw in his first preseason game. He completed his first 10 passes, 6 straight on his first drive. He was impressive. We know this. Do I believe in Mitchell Trubisky? Hell no. But you got him for $14 million, $5 million guaranteed. The one thing I do like is that, and I don't mean any disrespect, I mean Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer. We know this. But he was a stationary target. He couldn't move. Mike Tomlin admitted that. So we understand that. Now you've got mobile quarterbacks. I don't want to hear the name Mason Rudolph. I'm happy he's in the league getting a check. He's a perennial backup. Let him stay that way. I don't want to hear the name Mason Rudolph. As a Steelers fan, I don't want to hear it. Okay? He's not starting. He better not. It's about Trubisky or Kenny Pickett. Both can move. They've got wheels on them. We'll see what they're able to do. But when you look at Baltimore, you look at Cincinnati, you look at Cleveland, assuming Deshaun Watson plays at some point during the regular season, the Steelers are going to be battling for last place. Now, I'm not predicting that's going to happen because I think their run defense was absolutely atrocious. It was dead last year. It'll be much improved. Offensively, running the football, they were ranked 29th. Najee Harris is a stud. It's not his fault. He ran for 1,200 yards, averaged less than 4 yards a carry because they had no offensive line in front of him, and they still gave him the ball 307 times. I got a problem with that. You know you don't got no damn offensive line, but you're giving him the ball so much for. Let's save him for when we got people to block for him. They went in the offseason. They acquired 2 additional individuals and kept a couple of pieces, so the offensive line should be much improved. Najee Harris is a stud. You still got Deontay Johnson along with Chase Claypool, so you got weapons. If your quarterbacks if you can run the football and your quarterbacks can run with the football and they don't turn the ball over, then you're talking about a team that's led the league in sacks the last 5 years in Pittsburgh. So I don't think they're coming in last place. Somebody will fall beneath them. But do I think they're going to make it to the playoffs? I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
And Mike Tomlin is so happy right now. Mike Tomlin is so happy. And I mean, I talked to him a couple weeks ago. You can hear it in his voice. He was excited about going on the football field and get his team, because right now he can get what he wants at the quarterback position. Mike Tomlin couldn't do what he wants with being at the quarterback position, but he can right now with Mitchell Trubisky. I don't write in the ship somebody going to make it a deep run in the playoffs. They won't do that, but they will be competitive and fight for a playoff spot.
Well, let me say this to you. I get where you're coming from. I understand it. I hope you're right. But with all due respect, because I love me some Mike Tomlin. That's my brother.
I love
him.
I love him.
That's my brother. He's always excited in August. When September rolls around, animal.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at Joe Burrow and Cincinnati ain't going nowhere. Lamar Jackson's going to sign before week one, we hope.
Right.
Baltimore's got some making up to do because of how they fell off in the latter part of last season and missed the playoffs only the second time in the last 14 years. I'm just looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. Having your questions at the quarterback position and the offensive line is a problem. I think the offensive line is shored up. I'm not sure about that with the quarterback position. Actually, I take that back. I am sure because I damn sure don't believe in Mitchell Trubisky, even though I know he can run with the football. And don't get me started. The mere fact that Mason Rudolph's name comes up aggravates me. It just does.
Good. Let's get to a team that I care about. Michael, how about my Giants? Will Brian Daboll right the ship for Big Blue?
Let me tell you what I watched when I watched the Giants play the other day, and the thing that frustrated me, it's still not there. It's still not there, and we're dealing with a year later. The connection they need between their number one receiver and the quarterback, Daniel Jones and Kenny Golladay, you still don't see that connection. They're still missing simple things, slant routes. So it's hard for me to say that they're going to right the ship when I see the quarterback doesn't have that relationship I know he would need with the number one receiver. And I like what I saw the other day because they ran Saquon Barkley. They're making Saquon earn his keep. They said, right now, no more star. You got to get in here and get some runs. And they gave him 7, 8, 9 touches. That'll be great trying to build back up the confidence. But I don't think they will right the ship.
Very, very simple and quick discussion about the New York Giants. The only damn reason we ain't talking about them being in last place is because we expect the Commanders to be there. That's it. There's no other reason that we're not talking about the Giants in last place. Now, we like the fact that Brian Daboll is there. I like Brian Daboll.
And they had a good draft.
Fine, they had a good draft. But the point is, here's the reality. Daniel Jones is such a question mark that we got to, and the durability of Saquon Barkley. That's the reason that we are reticent about the New York
this
Giants.
This year's going to be okay? Make it or break it.
You know, it's going to be between, listen, Brian Daboll, I believe in Brian Daboll, give him the benefit of the doubt. The bottom line is, you got to fix that Daniel Jones situation. You got to get him the hell up out of there. Plain and simple. You got to get a quarterback. And if Daniel Jones ain't the answer, get somebody else in there who is. That's really what this comes down to. Because all the playmaking, all the genius, all the support from Josh Allen in Buffalo about what Brian Daboll can bring to the table don't amount to a hill of beans if you go out there and you don't have players who can execute. Yeah. And the Giants have not proven to us they have people who can execute. That is the bottom line. Yeah.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. NFL season right around the corner. Stephen A., we're kicking off your top 10 NFL storylines as we head into the season, and we start with number 10. What will Joe Burrow and the Bengals do this season coming off that Super Bowl run? So here's the question. Are the Bengals primed for another Super Bowl season?
No, I don't think so. I think they go into the playoffs. I think Joe Burrow's the real deal. I think Jamar Chase is the real deal. You give them credit where credit is due. But they're the Cincinnati Bengals. One season is not going to convince me that their years of ineptitude have been eradicated. I know they've renamed this stadium. It's no longer Mike Brown Stadium and all of this other stuff. I forgot what the name of it is. I don't care.
They have great new helmets.
It does not matter. They got nice new helmets and stuff like that. So they're willing to spend a little money. We get all that. Joe Burrow's the real deal. He can ball. Jamar Chase can ball. Their personnel, they got good personnel. They'll win games. They'll get to the playoffs. But are they going back to the Super Bowl? I think the Kansas City Chiefs, I think the Buffalo Bills, those two teams stand out in my mind as somebody that's going to have something to say about that. I don't think the Bengals are going back to the Super Bowl.
This blows my mind. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals went through the gauntlet last year to get there.
Yeah.
And all they did this offseason was get better.
Mm-hmm.
They got better. Mm-hmm. They brought in three free agent offensive line.
Right.
They're having four different offensive linemen start right now, projected starting. I was telling people this last year. Everybody's tripping on Cincinnati, talking about the sacks, but yet they got to the Super Bowl. What are they going to do now? Joe Burrow's just going to get better. Jamar Chase is just going to get better. T. Higgins, these are young guys, under 26, 27 years old. Tyler Boyd, they had three receivers over 800 yards. And they got Joe Mixon, one of four players that had 1,500 yards from scrimmage this season. Mm-hmm. I don't see a step back. I only see steps forward. Absolutely, Cincinnati Bengals have a shot. Again, don't
that
tell me
they didn't have a shot. They didn't say they didn't have a shot. See how you making up your own narrative? Of course they have a shot. We just acknowledged
that. Are they primed for another deep run? That's basically
another deep run.
Do they have another shot at
another
the Super Bowl?
Deep run.
Yes,
they're not having another deep run. They're going home.
They beat every team that you're. What about Gerald Pedramon? You got. They beat everybody
they're
already,
not do that this
and
year.
They're just getting better. I say the Bengals are there.
Okay.
I say they are
okay.
there.
Okay, maybe they might get to the AFC Championship game. I believe Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes will knock them off.
You believed that last year, too.
Okay.
Wait, no.
You're right.
Did you believe that last year?
I just said you're right.
And you were okay then. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Tell me. I love the fact that you're bragging about how you write about somebody other than the Cowboys.
Well, I'm just saying.
How continuously wrong you are about the Cowboys. You want to ignore that.
All
I'm saying is.
Let's get that right.
Tell me. The bottom line is this. Nobody, including yourself, picked the damn Bengals to do anything. It was an aberration. A dead clock is right twice a day, but at the end of the day, we going to see what's going to happen.
Stephen A., think of what he did. No, but seriously, what he did with that O-line.
Listen,
I mean, he got beat up, and he still made it happen.
That's right, and you know what happens then? Attrition. Because you get beat up, and you ain't the same. Get punched drunk.
I got to get
and he just had that appendectomy surgery, so he'll be fine until he gets hit. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, you know about shoulder surgery.
Molly never said one thing about his offensive line. He's always lift that offensive line up.
So we need to say something. We did.
51 sacks in the regular season.
We did.
Another 19 in the playoffs. Seven sacks, and they got to the Super Bowl.
That's right, and lost. Because Aaron Donald said, have you had enough?
I've had enough.
All right? Okay, then.
Cincinnati will be back.
All right.
They'll be back to the playoffs.
The Bills.
They're going home.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day.
You know, Michael, it's good to know that Stephen A. was able to still tweet with his shoulder surgery.
Yeah,
you know, he was he could still.
I love him.
Oh my gosh, it's great to have you back. How does it feel?
Well, listen, I missed the show. I'm synonymous with First Take. Y'all are my family. You know, the producers, everybody involved, my family, everybody back at the studio Seaport in L.A. as well, family. I missed y'all a lot,
but damn it,
I needed a break.
Okay.
I earned it.
How was your summer?
Well, I lounged a lot, you know, and to me, a vacation is being able to get up when the hell you want. And that's what I was able to do, okay?
So he rolled over around noon.
That's right. I watched my General Hospital, you know, Britt. You know, I had to see my peeps at General Hospital. I saw that. But I watched y'all. I saw you with your yellow outfit. You know what I'm saying? Follow the yellow brick road one day. I saw that. I heard Michael Irvin was coming. But I got real hyped once we booked the show to Dallas next week. Yeah. You don't understand what's coming. I'm trying to tell y'all what's coming next week.
I ain't playing.
But before this, I finished beating up on him today. I'm going to beat up on Keyshawn tomorrow. Mad Dog Russo, you in a world of trouble. Don't even show up Wednesday with what I got in store for you. Ryan Clark, Swaggoo, Kendrick Perkins,
Dan Orlovsky.
Dan Orlovsky, him and himself and his cheap stuff. Still got his wife and coach. We'll forget about him. All of this
stuff.
Everybody. I'll be back.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the morning.
Back in rare form.
Good to have you back, buddy.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.